This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 29th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Starting after business hours Monday, we were getting tips from ANN News spies that AAI Acquisitions, which acquired the assets of bankrupt Adam Aircraft, was facing a crisis of its own. Word was the company, which is based at Centennial Airport in Englewood, Colorado, had shut its doors and laid off workers. Following a substantial decline in the Russian stock markets, AAI is funded by private Russian equity firms. We tried to contact AAI, but calls went unanswered. We finally reached Robert Olesleggers, executive director for the Arapahoe County Public Airport Authority at Centennial Airport, who agreed to walk over there and knock on the door at AAI. Olesleggers reported back that his tenant has suspended all flight testing and further development on the A700 twin jet. Quote, "It appears investment capital has been pared down due to last week's fall of the Russian stock market," unquote. He added the company assured him it's not closing its doors, but appeared to have furloughed all but a few senior engineers. When an official statement finally appeared yesterday on the company's website, the move was termed a strategic realignment in response to worldwide economic conditions. CEO Jack Brawley is quoted as saying there will be an announcement of a revised schedule for the A700's development and certification after an evaluation of economic and market conditions. A prominent industry forecast firm is predicting that another VLJ manufacturer, relying on Russian investment, won't survive. In a new report to be issued in December, Forecast International projects production of the Eclipse 500 will end after a token production run in the first quarter of 2009. FI aircraft analyst Douglas Royce says Eclipse's success hinged on volume production, which it has never achieved. He adds that a shrinking market and the collapse of Dayjet, the manufacturer's largest customer, won't help. Eclipse has been very tight-lipped about its situation since its own strategic realignment over the summer, but ANN has requested a response to the FI forecast, and we'll keep you posted. The union representing over 20,000 engineers and technical workers at Boeing agreed to postpone by one day yesterday's scheduled start of contract talks. The Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace agreed to a request for the delay after Boeing reached a tentative agreement with the International Association of Machinists that it hopes will end a strike that began September 6th. The upcoming talks with Boeing involve two contracts. One covers 13,390 engineers. A second includes 6,889 technical workers. A majority of those workers are in the Puget Sound area, but others work in Oregon, Utah, and California. Both contracts expire December 1st. The talks were scheduled to start at 9 a.m. Pacific time today at the DoubleTree Hotel in SeaTac, Washington. That's a town named for its location surrounding the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. Reuters is now reporting that the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, which reached its tentative agreement with Boeing Monday, has scheduled a ratification vote for its 27,000 members at Boeing for this Saturday. The union has recommended members vote yes. No details of the settlement have been released yet. The federal mediated talks which produced the agreement were conducted under a news blackout. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you more about these stories. Patty Wagstaff faces a new charge in Wisconsin. GE and NASA prepare the open rotor jet engine for a comeback. And airlines face the unexpected bite of fuel hedges. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Robert Buckman, an aviation futurist who predicts the recent move by most airlines to unbundle services into a list of a la carte fees will eventually be seen as a consumer advantage. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.